Whether you're a nutrition enthusiast or simply an individual looking to improve your well-being, check out this comprehensive new course from the American Nutrition Association, Getting Started with Personalized Nutrition. It's a self-paced one-hour course with video, reference sheets, and more, all with the goal of helping you harness the power of personalized nutrition. You'll learn how to optimize your energy levels, support your mental clarity, improve your GI function, enhance your physical performance, and maintain your metabolic health. The course is regularly $49, but as an Intelligent Medicine listener, you can get access to this vital content for just $29. Just go to the ANA.org/Hoffman. That's the ANA.org/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman29 for the exclusive discount. The ANA believes personalized nutrition holds the greatest potential to solve the chronic disease epidemic. Just go to the ANA.org/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman29 for the Harness the Power of Personalized Nutrition course.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We got lots to share with you this weekend. We hope that you're enjoying this weekend. It's back to school and back to work for a lot of people. And I'm enjoying being back here. Can't think of a better place to be on a weekend than right here behind this very microphone. 877-726-8255 gets you on the air during the program. But also, you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
I have to have a tooth pulled, which has a substantial cavity in it. And my dentist told me that one of the risks of just keeping it that way was having, since the enamel's gone, something from the mouth come in and infect that area, which could be, of course, systemic or, you know, brain, body, anything like that. If I have the tooth extracted, leaving a hole in my mouth, and then go to the Philippines, for example, right immediately after that, am I not with all the, because I've been there before, all the crap in the water and all the things that, you know, can potentially harm you just from the environment, you know, stuff that you can ingest. Am I not putting myself at risk by, I believe, taking antibiotics or leaving a hole in my mouth or something like that? Am I not increasing that risk by going to a third world country?
Okay, that's kind of an interesting question, and I'm not a dentist, but I do know something about infection, and I also know a little bit about the relationship between operations and flying. It is sometimes suggested if you've had an operation, any kind of major operation, that probably is not a great idea to fly because of the risk of blood clots. The risk of blood clots is increased anyway when you fly because you sit in one place and, you know, the effects of the pressurization of the cabin and dehydration can increase the risk for blood clots. You know, it's called economy class syndrome. And so it's not that rare for somebody on a really long flight to end up getting off the plane and suddenly experiencing pain and inflammation in the calf. And it turns out that's a deep vein thrombosis, and that could be life-threatening. It can actually travel to your lung and cause a pulmonary embolus. But this is not that kind of surgery. Maybe statistically there's a slight increase in the risk of blood clots even from dental surgery. You know, you'd have to ask a dentist. The problem is, number one, if you fly right after a surgery, I mean, you don't know how that's going to pan out. I mean, there may be some excessive bleeding. There may be severe pain. You may want to wait for a few days to see if the pain resolves, if there's no infection or complications, because otherwise, you go into a foreign country, it may be harder to find. I mean, it's not going to be hard to find a dentist in the Philippines, a relatively civilized country. It's not like you're going into, the deep jungles of the Amazon. And there's a lot, you know, there's so many health professionals in the Philippines that it's actually an export thing. You'll see staffed in major hospitals, tons of nurses from the Philippines. So it's not a country without you know, medical training and medical facilities. Also, antibiotics are more readily available in countries like the Philippines. I'm pretty certain that you can walk into any pharmacy and say, hey, I need this or I need that. So if you get a heads up from your dentist about what kind of, even maybe pain medications might be available over the counter that are, you know, only strictly available through prescription as controlled substances in the U.S. I'm not sure what the laws are like over there, but I have a feeling it's a little bit more loosey-goosey. So, you know, you could take your chance, go over there. I don't think you're going to have horrible medical follow-up. There are plenty of dentists there who could take a look at the crater there and see if something's wrong. I don't think you're at high risk of a blood clot because of some big-time surgery. It's relatively minor surgery. And so, you know, use your discretion and, you know, maybe get some suggestions from the dentist about what medications to pack along with you so that you have a supply in case of pain or in case of infection. 877-726-8255, our number. And this item, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements that I recommend and use are of the highest quality. And that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products that use ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support. They handle tougher digestive problems and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil GI. Now, we did a recent podcast on this subject with Neil Levin, and he's pointed out that there are a lot of natural options for digestive problems, not just the popular acid blockers that cause so many problems. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, often referred to as IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. They also maintain healthy intestinal flora balance, which is important for all systems in the body. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. Check it out. This item has to do with something that is in vogue, which is the DII. Stands for the Dietary Inflammatory Index. You know, we talked about the anti-inflammatory diet, but how do you know what's anti-inflammatory and what's pro-inflammatory in terms of foods? Well, you know, instinctively, we gravitate towards natural foods and we avoid synthetic ultra-processed foods. The ultra-processed diet is highly inflammatory, and a natural diet a la the Mediterranean diet or, you know, low-carb Paleolithic diet is very anti-inflammatory. And what are the hallmarks of the anti-inflammatory diet? Well, it's rich in spices like turmeric, nuts, fish, tea, which is rich in polyphenols. Coffee, too, has polyphenols and is rated as an anti-inflammatory compound. As much as some people get indigestion from coffee, it feels like, oh, I've got inflammation in my stomach. Well, it ultimately, when it enters the bloodstream, it's anti-inflammatory. Olive oil and so on. Also, you know, veggies, many veggies, you know, green leafy vegetables, unprocessed veggies. We're not talking about ketchup and French fries. We're talking about vegetables in their natural form. These are anti-inflammatory. The things that they say are inflammatory: white flour, pasta and white rice, deep fried foods, sugary foods, and also trans fats. But they include pro-inflammatory foods, and I think this is a mistake, red meat. Red meat, in my opinion, is not invariably pro-inflammatory. And I don't think that, you know, in order to reduce inflammation in the body, you have to stop eating red meat. Yeah, maybe reduce your intake of Oscar Mayer bologna or processed meats, you know, poor quality hot dogs. But good quality grass-fed organic red meat, in my opinion, is not going to push you in a pro-inflammatory direction. Well, anyway, big study, fancy title, the association of a low inflammatory diet with the trajectory of multimorbidity. Multimorbidity. What's that? That means getting sick in any conceivable way. Multimorbidity. Fancy word. It's a large community-based longitudinal study. Big numbers. 102,000 chronic disease-free participants were followed up to detect multimorbidity trajectory. That is the annual change in the number of 59 chronic diseases. And here's what they found. Indeed, adherence to a low inflammatory diet was associated with decreased multimorbidity risk and a slower multimorbidity accumulation compared to a high inflammatory diet, especially in participants aged 60 and above. So they also talk about a chronic disease-free survival time. Okay? That's good because that's like health span, right? Disease-free survival time was prolonged for participants with a low inflammatory diet index. In other words, ate more anti-inflammatory foods. And so especially cardiometabolic diseases were impacted by the low inflammatory diet. So yeah, low inflammatory diet in vogue. I got a little bit of a quibble for what they include among what they call anti-inflammatory or actually pro-inflammatory foods. Red meat, not a biggie, in my opinion. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. More of your phone calls coming up on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support, handle tougher digestive problems, and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard AM, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil, GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
It takes guts to get through this political season. To keep your gut and digestive tract in top form, cast your vote today for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the clear choice of health professionals worldwide. A superior probiotic formula, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are uniquely fermented to include prebiotics, the culture medium that provides food to the probiotics, as well as postbiotics, the organic nutrients that result from the fermentation process. Most other probiotics available today do not contain pre- or postbiotics and enter your body empty-handed. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics travel with their full pre- and postbiotic systems, providing the diversity of flora that creates and nourishes the environment in your gut for better and longer-term results. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are ready to go to work for you immediately. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. If you call 877-726-8255 anytime during the week, you can record a question like this individual did. Let's hear it.
I'm 78 years old, soon to be 79. I can't move real well because of I had four or five back surgeries. And my question is, how do I lose some weight? I can't exercise. I can't do anything like that. But I'm just gaining weight terribly. And I'm just... It's not good.
Okay. Or it's that bad. So, yeah, a couple of themes here. One is back surgeries. And unfortunately, back surgeries have a high failure rate. And one can lead to a subsequent one and then to a subsequent corrective one and correct the problems with the previous one. And then ultimately, you know, you're down the rabbit hole with multiple surgeries. So, there's a place for back surgeries. But I am very, very conservative about recommending back surgeries. And I think we need to do a lot of preventive work in our younger years to prevent the need for back surgeries. I think it should be something taught, and, you know, we should teach kids about back exercises from the time of elementary school or junior high school, and have them engage in lifelong prevention of back problems. And thereby, we can avoid, you know, the herniated discs and problems that people experience ultimately. So that being said, well, what if you can't exercise? How can you possibly lose weight? Well, when it comes to weight loss, it turns out that exercise is kind of overrated. Exercise, according to some studies, doesn't make that much difference in terms of weight loss. So why bother to exercise? What it does do is it changes the ratio of muscle to fat, and it improves your metabolism and dramatically reduces your risk for cardiovascular disease and cancer and frailty and many things that can kill you. But it may not actually be that effective for weight loss without dietary modification. And there's a meme that depicts this, and that is you can't run away from a bad diet. And if your diet is inclusive of high-calorie foods, you can't burn that away unless you undertake the most intense dietary regimen. And that only works when you're young. So you look at the Tour de France athletes, you know, they go hundreds of miles day in, day out for 21 days straight, you know, with a day off here and there. And they're consuming like, you know, 4,500, 6,000, 7,000 calories per day. You know, how do they do that? Well, the amount of exertion that they put out is incredible. And it's not for mere mortals. So the absence of exercise compromises you a little bit in terms of fat burning. Maybe there's something else that's slowing you down. Maybe it's low thyroid. But it really is about restricting your food intake. But also, you might consider not so much restricting your calories, but restricting the types of foods you eat. And often, a very low-carb diet can be the secret to successful weight loss. And just also, you know, being 78, that's a risk factor too, because you're something called anabolic resistance develops, which means your ability to build muscle decreases. Your resistance to the effects of exercise is less as you get older anyway. So there you have it. You can't run away from a bad diet. All right. This item has to do with all these weird illnesses. You know, Fauci just came down with West Nile, which is a mosquito-borne illness. Also, I talked to a friend who's a veterinarian in Massachusetts. He says that there are cases of EEV, Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus, spread by mosquitoes. And there's also something coming out of Brazil and Cuba, which is sloth fever, otherwise known as oropouche. It's not yet endemic in the U.S., but it's seen in travelers returning from those regions. There's dengue in Costa Rica. I was there. I got bitten, didn't get come down with anything. And what's interesting about these illnesses is that not everyone who gets bitten by a mosquito who carries these things comes down with the illness. Yes, there are some people who develop encephalitis, which is a brain inflammation and can be fatal. But I think it's more about resistance than completely avoiding the outdoors. I got a couple of mites, but I'm not too worried. And I hope you don't completely drench the environment in pesticides to eradicate the mosquitoes, because it's ultimately worse for us to be exposed to those toxins than the slight risk from the mosquitoes. 877-726-8255, remember, this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript
also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. While we're on the subject of exercise, here's an interesting study. Physical activity in children tied to increased brain volume. And the concern is, you know, more and more because of, I guess it's because of liability, and it's also, you know, you don't want kids to hurt themselves on playgrounds. They can't get insurance companies to cover them. And also, you know, the stress on academics is that more and more kids aren't getting regular physical education in schools. You know, also budgetary constraints. More physical activity in late childhood is associated with an increase in brain volume in regions involved in cognition, emotion, learning, and psychiatric illness. Well, we're certainly seeing a surge in mental health problems among our kids. An increasing percentage of kids, especially young girls who are depressed, also episodes of violence and aggression, shootings, school shootings, which were unheard of in my day. At age 10, children and their caregivers reported on children's levels of physical activity and sports involvement. Every one additional hour per week in sports participation was associated with a 64 cubic millimeter larger volume change in subcortical gray matter. Okay, so gray matter is, hey, do you have enough gray matter? That's kind of like a way of saying is, are you smart? Every one additional hour per week in total physical activity was associated with 154 cubic millimeter larger volume change in total white matter. White matter, the connections between regions of the brain. The take home here, physical activity is one of the most promising environmental exposures favorably influencing health across lifespan. This study adds to prior literature by highlighting the neurodevelopmental benefits physical activity may have on the architecture of the amygdala, the emotional center of the brain, and the hippocampus, the memory center of the brain. Very cool. All right. 877-726-8255. Let's take a recorded question. Let's hear it.
I have a question about liposomal vitamin C. I recently read that it is good to take because it is better absorbed, and I was interested in taking it as I had recently had DCIS and had a lumpectomy for that. My concern was with the palmitic acid in some of the supplements and the fatty acids that they are adding. Is that okay to take? Is that healthy? Or will that raise your cholesterol? Thanks. Mm. Appreciate you.
It's an interesting question, kind of a wonky question. You know, first, let's speak to the situation with cancer and the use of vitamin C. You know, certainly, patients who have cancer, they need vitamin C. And in fact, very high doses of vitamin C are associated with a better prognosis in certain cancers. And I recently, you know, read a bunch of the studies that look at this, and I don't think it's conclusively demonstrated that vitamin C is a panacea for cancer. But there's some interesting studies, especially about intravenous vitamin C. Now, you can't get to levels high enough by taking oral vitamin C. You have to take like 100 grams, which is 100,000 milligrams intravenously. And I've administered levels of that to my cancer patients. So I'm familiar with that therapy. And it helps. It helps to extend life. It helps even to reduce the harmful effects of chemo and radiation. There is an argument for vitamin C in cancer. So the idea is, well, if you take oral vitamin C, you know, you take 100, you know, grams of vitamin C, you'll be sitting on the toilet the whole day. So you want to enhance the absorption and uptake of oral vitamin C. So that's the pitch for liposomal vitamin C. So the idea with liposomes is that the vitamin C is encapsulated in these phospholipid tiny particles, and thus they're better absorbed. And in effect, vitamin C, which is water soluble, becomes fat soluble. That's the pitch. You know, I've looked at studies on this, and the claim by some manufacturers of liposomal vitamin C is that it increases the uptake by 4 times. I don't really see any studies that say that it's 4 times more bioavailable. I've seen some studies that show that it's up to 1.77 times, not quite twice as bioavailable, but shy of, you know, maybe 75% more bioavailable than regular old-fashioned vitamin C. But the idea is, well, maybe the cells won't take up a water-soluble thing. Well, the cells can take up lots of water-soluble things. And so encapsulating in microcapsules is not really necessary. And besides, the particles they're pretty large, even if they're microencapsulated. So it doesn't really make sense that you are in effect converting vitamin C into a fat-soluble vitamin like vitamin E or vitamin D or vitamin K or something equivalent to essential fatty acids. Because those molecules, although they can be large, they're still a lot smaller than a microencapsulated vitamin C. So I think, you know, I'm not big on liposomal vitamin C. I think it's far more expensive. I think you can kind of overcome the slight decreased bioavailability with something like ester C by simply taking more. And so I think that there's a lot of hype associated with liposomal vitamin C. And, you know, a sponsor came to me and said, hey, I want to come to Intelligent Medicine and pitch my liposomal vitamin C. I think I'd probably say, show me the evidence. Show me the evidence that it really, really does the trick with clinical outcomes. You know, like people who take this are healthier. They have greater likelihood of recovery from this or that or the other medical condition. Something objective rather than just claims that it's better taken up by the cells or that it's more likely to achieve higher blood levels. That's the evidence that I'm missing. And as to safety, okay, let's talk safety. You know, I think that the trivial amount of palmitic acid, I mean, palmitic acid is thought to be a culprit. It is, it's a saturated fatty acid that's thought to be, quote, the bad fatty acid, as opposed to stearic acid, a different type of saturated fat. But I think that the effects of taking, you know, a capsule or two of liposomal vitamin C are far less than if you take a marbled steak. And even a marbled steak, in my opinion, is not going to dramatically increase your risk for any disease unless you're accompanying it with, you know, a big sugary dessert and lots of French fries and processed junk. 877-726-8255, our number. Are you tired? Well, who isn't at some point in their lives? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? Well, it might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to deteriorate as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging and could be the root of your fatigue. This is called cellular senescence or mitochondrial senescence, but there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells, NT-factor lipids. NT-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've personally been using NT-Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. And I prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Order direct. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to their website, ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. This time, you know, I was talking about the Olympic events where I thought it was the greatest idea to do a triathlon in the San River, as spectacular as it seemed to be, because you get to navigate the famous picturesque waterways of France, going under, you know, the Pont Neuf, you know, all these famous bridges that you see in postcards, and this is part of the race course. And so the triathletes and the long-distance swimmers were going to negotiate the waters of the Seine, and they actually spent $1.5 billion to clean up the Seine. But it's hard to clean up the Seine, because the Seine is a very, very dirty river. It has been for centuries. It was the dumping ground of Paris forever. Raw sewage flowed into the Seine for centuries and centuries, and finally they cleaned it up, they say. But it rained a lot right before the event, and the coliform count, which is a measure of the kind of bacteria that's found in human waste, was relatively high. And then they said, okay, let's postpone it for a day. And then, okay, now the count is below the threshold. We can safely let the athletes do it. So now we have a postmortem on that. Olympic chief medical officer on athletes' GI illness after the Seine events. The Olympic committee data show about a 10% infection rate in those who swam in the Seine. About 10% of the athletes who swam in the Seine. And, you know, kind of like that song, "Love That Dirty Water." Well, it turns out that 10% of them developed gastroenteritis after various open water types of events. So this is, not a good thing. It suggests that some people may have had better diets or better microbiomes that were resistant to the bacteria. Maybe it has to do with swimming technique, because unfortunately when you're swimming as fast as you can, you gulp a lot of water. But not a good picture for what athletes were exposed to. Fortunately, they all recovered. No big problems. But I kind of called it. I said, this is not going to be great. 10% infection rate in those who swam in the Seine. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells, anti-factor lipids. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And just want to mention that we've got a Free Speech for Health campaign, the Alliance for Natural Health. Just go to drhoffman.com/ANH. Because I made a personal commitment to preserving access to natural health choices, which I know that you're for. We rely on the support of individuals like you to amplify our voice and protect your rights, and we're conducting a campaign, Free Speech for Health. Go to drhoffman.com/ANH. I'll be matching all donations up to a total of $5,000. We're going to take on big media. We're going to take on big food. Big chem, big agriculture, and big government to preserve our right to factual free speech for health. All right, 877-726-8255, remember, let's take one of those recorded phone calls.
Hello, I have AFib, and I take Super K and also strontium caps, and I'm wondering if it's okay to do that when you have AFib. Thank you.
Okay, so here's the deal. If you have atrial fibrillation, you are more prone to blood clots, right? Atrial fibrillation in and of itself is not the problem. People don't die of atrial fibrillation per se. They may have a little bit of a power loss, maybe when they're doing maximal exertion because they're not getting the kick from the atrium of the heart, but the ventricle does most of the work, about 80% of the work. So you can be pretty fit with an irregular heartbeat. But the problem with atrial fibrillation is that it will create a higher risk for blood clots. And that can cause a stroke. And that can be devastating or deadly. And so when you have atrial fibrillation, you're usually prescribed some kind of blood thinner. So I don't have the details on if or which blood thinner you're taking, but it's highly likely you're taking something like Eliquis as a blood thinner. Coumadin is a little bit out of style, old-fashioned blood thinner. Now people are using these newer medications. So when it comes to vitamin K is a no-no if you're taking Coumadin. But it's unlikely that in this day and age you're still taking Coumadin or warfarin because vitamin K will neutralize the blood thinning effects of Coumadin. So, if you were taking Coumadin, that could be a problem. But probably you're not taking Coumadin. So vitamin K doesn't have any interaction with any of the newer drugs. A lot of doctors get this wrong. They say, oh my goodness, vitamin K. K stands for Coagulation, a German word, which means coagulation. It's a procoagulant. And some people think, well, if you take vitamin K, you're going to get more blood clots. No, all it does is it reverses the blood thinning effect of Coumadin. It can't cause blood clots. When it comes to strontium, it's a little bit more of a subtle story. There's actually some signal from the European experience, not with the kind of strontium we use, but with strontium ranelate, which is a drug, that there may be a slightly higher risk for blood clots. That's in Europe with strontium ranelate. We don't see that here with strontium citrate, which is available over the counter, which is deemed safe, and I prescribe for my patients for enhancing bone. It's very effective. In fact, in Europe, a form of it is a drug for osteoporosis. But then the concern is, you have atrial fibrillation, higher risk for blood clots, and you're taking something that even has some aura of association with blood clots, maybe stay away. I don't think so. Because you're already taking a blood thinner. So strontium, if indeed American health food store strontium, which is different than the European drug, has the potential to cause blood clots. That might be the case in people highly prone to blood clots who are not already taking a blood thinner. But if you're taking a blood thinner, it's very unlikely that strontium is so powerful that it will overwhelm the blood thinning effect of the drugs they're taking. So I'm not particularly concerned. I think they're okay to take. So give it a shot. 877-726-8255, as I mentioned, is our number. All right, there's kind of an interesting story in the tabloids about Elle Macpherson and her cancer battle. She's written a book, as many celebrities do. It's an autobiography, and she's talking about the challenges that she had to face with the diagnosis of breast cancer. She's an ultra-gorgeous model, diagnosed with breast cancer in 2017. And the way they're pitching it is that she did something crazy. She did something really crazy. She said, Elle Macpherson disregarded doctor's advice after breast cancer diagnosis. People thought I was crazy. The doctors said that she had to take chemo, radiation, undergo surgery. She declined, and she went for holistic treatment, and she's fine. You know, she can now reveal, well, it's, you know, like, what, 8 years later. She's fine. She's fine. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. It's a little bit misrepresented because as far as I can tell, she had a type of breast cancer where it's an exaggeration to call it breast cancer. It's kind of like a pre-cancer. It's introductal cancer, which is a cancer in situ, which is, you know, got the potential to spread, but it's a very early stage of cancer. And because it's sometimes pervasive in the breasts of women, who have this, they're sometimes recommended to have a mastectomy, or maybe they've got a BRCA gene or something like that. But is it necessary to take chemo with that? Not really. Is it necessary to have radiation with that? Not really. According to the statistics, she had a pretty good chance of recovering just with an ordinary lumpectomy, take out the localized cancer. And maybe there was a 5% advantage of getting some kind of adjunctive care, chemo, surgery, radiation. But it's exaggerated that she was in great peril by eschewing chemotherapy. No biggie. The natural care probably helped. I believe in it. But it wasn't the decisive factor in her survival. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Go to DearHoffman.com for all things Intelligent Medicine. Have yourselves a safe and healthy weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine.